Well, welcome to our podcast, Raising a Boss Babe. And where have you been? Where have we been? It's like months have gone by and we have not done an episode because life has just gotten away from us, haven't we?
Yes.
And what a big difference. Now we are recording in the car, which is our studio, and it's extremely like, what right now?
Very hot.
It's hot. We usually get into our studio, which is my car. We sit in the garage, so we have a good sound booth, but it's a little hot and steamy in here. I don't know if we're going to be able to last. But since the last time we talked, boy, has life changed, hasn't it?
Yes.
We were just getting into quarantine and COVID, I think, our last episode. And who knew that come mid-July, we were still going to be in the midst of this. It's been a crazy, crazy ride. And now here we are looking at the beginning of a school year, fingers crossed. A lot of schools are going to digital. Our school is still saying regular. And if you could see the look on her face, she is really apprehensive. What are you thinking? Do you want to go back to school?
I mean, I want to go back to school, but like, I wish we didn't have to wear masks or like any of that.
Even going back to school is going to look so, so different if you get to go. We'll be finding out soon. But to stick to our regular format, we always start off with an inspirational quote. And what's the quote you have to share with us today? I'll give you a second to look it up.
The life in front of you is far more important than the life behind you.
The life in front of you is, I believe that's a quote by Joel Osteen. And that's all we can share right now as far as, you know, we are in the midst of this. We're going to look back on this whole pandemic. And not only that, you know, everything else that's happening in our country right now. I mean, it has literally been overwhelming. And I'll tell you, I have had those days. You know, we've all had those days where I come home and it's like, I just don't want to hear anything else heavy. I want to look ahead. I want to focus on when we're all past this, but yet we're still in the midst of it. So it's a hard and tricky place to be. I've had the moments where, you know, I've been alone and I've had the meltdown. Working in healthcare, you know, I'm seeing everything firsthand, and it's just been a lot. It's been a lot for everybody to handle. And my best advice is, you know, in front of your kids especially, we have to continue to have that hope of what's in front of us, that hope of what's to come. You know, we have a senior this year, and I'm actually taking him to visit, start visiting colleges. We're headed out to Colorado actually this weekend. But we don't even know if there's going to be real school by the time it's time for him to go back. You know, I don't even know what his senior year is going to look like. We have all these questions in our mind, but instead of letting that, you know, continued anxiety to build up and to stress us out, we're just going to keep taking one day at a time. You know, we're just going to keep trying to plan one day at a time, keep trying to look to the future and to embrace, you know, the phrase, the new normal is really getting annoying. This is the normal now. You know, there's nothing new about it. We've been in it now for months. This is the new normal. Are you about to pass out over there in this heat?
It's really hot.
So how are you feeling, you know, as a kid in all of this? You know, what are the things you're missing out on the most?
Well, I was going to go to a summer camp this summer, but that got canceled. We were going to Tennessee, and
now they're just doing it at the church?
Yeah.
So, you know, even as a kid, it's tough to even, like, look forward to things because those things keep getting canceled. And, you know, we can't let that discourage us. We can't let that take away our hope because we have to keep looking to the future. And I think when I have those rough days, it's just a sign, you know what? I'm seeing this as this extreme time of growth and knowing that every challenge I'm facing, every challenge that keeps popping up, I'm digging in and I'm leaning in and I'm just really digging into that grit and saying, you know what, this is making us stronger. This is making us appreciate all the things that we took for granted. So here, as we face a school year, hoping and praying that they actually get to go, you know, I've already prepared them that they might not last very long in school. They might be back to digital learning, but we're just going to embrace it, go with it, and make the best of it if that's what happens, because this is the normal. This is the now. You know, there's nothing new about it. You have something you wanted to say?
The only thing is, I don't know how they're going to do school because there's so many kids.
Yeah.
Like, how does...
We are here, but we're here for the adventure, and we're here. This is, you know, definitely history is being made right now, and you're in the midst of it. You have something else?
The only thing interesting is, like, people's kids, like, in the future, like, are going to, like, ask you, like, oh, Mom, when you were a kid, did that really happen?
Yeah, yeah, and who knows what it will be like by then. But it has, you know, pushed all of us into digital advancement for sure. And things are just going wide open in that direction. But anyway, we probably need to let this. She brought the puppy in here with us, too. She's probably sweating to death here in her own little way. But we want to leave you with, you know, just a reminder of hope, looking to the future. You know, the things that are in the past are in the past. We can't go back to what if. What if this would have not happened? I would have been here. I would have been there, because you can't beat yourself up and be living in the past of what if this would have never happened. We would have had this and we would have had that. Let's just look to the future. Let's embrace that and let's lean in. So before we end, we always like to say what we're the most thankful for, which is?
God's grace.
God's grace and second chances. And we also do a pet peeve or something we love about each other. Which one do you want to do?
We'll do other than God's grace, what are we thankful for? Like another thing.
Another thing we're thankful for. Yeah. I am actually thankful for all the family time we've had. You know, it's been tough at times, but I think as a family, we've actually grown closer through this. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd say that.
Yeah.
So, and mine is that none of our people in our personal family got COVID.
I've gotten COVID yet. Yeah, that's right. So there's always something to be grateful for. So until next time, we will try not to take so long to get our next episode out. But until next time.
Actually, I kind of forgot about our podcast.
Yeah, you did. We almost forgot how to record it. But until next time.
Boss Babe out.